Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Casey Wise. Batting second. The third baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting third. The center fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Bolger. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Edwin Zniak. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Red Shandy Anst. Batting second. The right fielder, Dusty Rhodes. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Jablonski. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ray Catt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Daryl Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Curt Barkley. Pitching for the New York Giants, Curt Barkley. And now, play ball. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Banks. The throw from Catt and he is out, Jablonski applying the tag. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Red Shandy Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shandy Anst hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes strikes out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wise catches it and throws to first to double up Shandy Anst. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin takes first base on ball four. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a fly ball into right field. Rhodes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Edwin Zniak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zniak strikes out. There goes Morin. The throw from Catt to Spencer, and Morin is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer takes first base on ball four. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski takes first base on ball four. Sauer moves to second. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush strikes out. One out. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 0-for-1 in the game. Wise hits a fly ball into right field. Rhodes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Banks is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Kurt Barkley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barkley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Shane D'Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane D'Anst is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shane D'Anst hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barkley moves to second. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhodes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Walls reaches second base with a double. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane D'Anst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walls moves to third. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane D'Anst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bolger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walls scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Edwin Sniak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisniak is 0-for-1 in the game. Wisniak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harris. The throw from Neiman and he is safe. Harris steals second. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt is 0-for-1 in the game. Catt hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harris scores. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Kurt Barkley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barkley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Barkley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0 for 1 in the game. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barkley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 0 for 2 in the game. Wise hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Red Shane D'Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane D'Anst is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Shane D'Anst hits a ball on the ground towards short. Winsniak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0 for 2 in the game. Rhodes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Neiman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. Banks moves to second. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long takes first base on ball 4. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Banks scores. Long moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bolger hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Long tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Cubs. Ed Winsniak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winsniak is 0 for 2 in the game. Winsniak hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Winsniak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jablonski hits a fly ball into left field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Neiman strikes out. One out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-2 in the game. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 0-for-3 in the game. Wise hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wise for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt is 0-for-2 in the game. Catt takes first base on ball 4. Ruben Gomez pinch runs for Ray Catt. Whitey Lockman pinch hits for Daryl Spencer. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman takes first base on ball 4. Gomez moves to second. Don Mueller pinch hits for Kurt Barkley. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller bunts towards the mound. Rush fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rush. Gomez moves to third. Lockman moves to second. Dick Drott now pitching. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Shane Dienst hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wise settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0-for-3 in the game. Rhodes strikes out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Rijik now pitching. Foster Castleman now playing shortstop. Wes Westrum now catching. Don Mueller now playing right field. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Walls is called out on strikes. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Long takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sauer is called out on strikes. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Bolger strikes out. 1 out. Edwin Sniak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winsniak is 0-for-3 in the game. Winsniak hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Neiman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Lee Walls now playing left field. Bobby Del Greco now playing center field. Jim Bolger now playing right field. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Taylor pinch hits for Wes Westrum. Bill Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Valmy Thomas pinch runs for Bill Taylor. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-0 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wise misplays the ball. That's an error on Wise. Thomas moves to second. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Shane Dienst hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Virgil pinch hits for Steve Rijek. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Mueller moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Cubs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-4 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Mueller scores. Virgil moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 3, Giants, 3. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Winsniak fields it and throws to second for the out. Virgil moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil now playing third base. Gordon Jones now pitching. Valmy Thomas now catching. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott strikes out. 1 out. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 0-for-4 in the game. Wise hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Wise moves to second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Walls hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Walls reaches second base with a double. Wise scores. Banks moves to third. It's 4-3, Cubs. Windy McCall now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Long strikes out. 2 outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Bolger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mueller. Bolger reaches second base with a double. Banks scores. Walls scores. Del Greco goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Cubs. Edwin Sniak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winsniak is 0 for 4 in the game. Winsniak hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bolger scores. It's 8-3, Cubs. Al Worthington now pitching. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Winsniak moves to second. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Neiman hits a line drive towards short. Castleman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Hoffman pinch hits for Al Worthington. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Neiman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Castleman hits a pop-up towards short. Winsniak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and New York Giants, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.